Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 76 as we get started this morning, and we have a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. A special weather statement, which is we have another heat advisory.
Oh.
Why not just say heat? Why do we have to take an extra step and have a special weather statement, and then that special weather statement be the heat advisory?
Why couldn't the special statement be, it's going to be freezing today?
That's right. We could only wish. They said, although the heat indices will be between 105 and 108 versus 117 and 119.
It's a little easier.
Lucky for us, we got staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams to talk about this, because actually a cold front, it feels strange to say, in a not-so-hot front in our area, bringing the rain and also a little bit drier weather for at least Saturday, it looks like. Well, he'll give us details coming up, plus a full weather discussion and a look at the tropics coming up around 6:35. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic from the Bayway and the Causeway coming in through the Eastern Shore from the 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. Again, light traffic with accident-free conditions. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, Kelly's got our headlines right now.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An escaped inmate remains on the run this morning. 45-year-old Juan Salazar was last seen at approximately 7:48 p.m. during a count at the Elba Work Release Center Tuesday night, and authorities need your help to put him back behind bars. Officials reported his escape at 9:20 p.m. Salazar is described as a white male, weighing 155 pounds and is 5 feet 8 inches tall. He has black hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing his state-issued white shirt and pants. The facility is a minimum security center, and Salazar was sentenced back in April of 2018 to 60 months in prison for a drug-related offense in Geneva County. If you have information about Salazar's whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the ADOC at 1-800-831-8825. And what began as a case of a vehicle burglary turns into a case of credit card possession fraudulent use, resisting arrest, receiving stolen property, third, and warrants. On Tuesday, just after 8 a.m., Mobile police responded to the Budgettel Inn on the I-65 service road here in Mobile. The victim reported that he'd noticed that someone had been in his vehicle and that several items were missing. The victim discovered a credit card was stolen from his vehicle and had been used at that very same hotel. Authorities were able to locate the suspect, who they say used the credit card to purchase a room. The suspect has been identified as 19-year-old Demarius Hardy. He was arrested Tuesday morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234. 334.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities in Northwest Florida have not yet released the identity of a body found behind a beauty salon in Pensacola. The discovery was made on Beverly Parkway. Employees with Salon 114 showed sheriff's investigators what they saw on their surveillance cameras. They identified 49-year-old Donald Barbie as a suspect. He was arrested and charged with murder. A jury has found Forrest Bullen guilty of shooting a Baldwin County deputy nearly 2 years ago. Bullen was convicted of attempted murder and domestic violence. He shot Sergeant Mike Walker in 2017 as the officer was responding to a domestic violence call in Stockton. Bullen will be sentenced on August 22nd. The new chief operating officer of Airbus shrugged off recent comments made by President Trump during a trip to Mobile Wednesday. NBC News reported the president met with the heads of major airlines and criticized Delta Airlines for spending billions to buy planes made by European Airbus, something Airbus COO Michael Schulhorn takes issue with, saying 40% of every Airbus plane has American content. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning. It's 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper is currently dealing with a ligament issue in his foot and now unlikely to suit up for the Cowboys this preseason. The former Alabama receiver left practice early on August the 3rd with what was then described by the Dallas Cowboys as a heel bruise. At that time, head coach Jason Garrett said that he hoped that Cooper would return to practice by August the 6th. Since then, he's missed every practice and the preseason opener against the San Francisco 49ers. The three-time Pro Bowler is also currently involved in ongoing contract negotiations with Dallas. Cooper's entering the final season of a four-year, $22.7 million contract. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves scored 5 runs in the 7th inning and beat the New York Mets 6-4. Philadelphia had a great night at the plate, an 11-1 win over the Chicago Cubs. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a grand slam, and Bryce Harper had 2 home runs in the win. The Washington Nationals also put up a ton of runs last night. They beat Cincinnati 17-7. Washington scored 10 runs in the 5th inning and 6 more runs in the 6th. Clayton Kershaw struck out 10 in 7 shutout innings, and the LA Dodgers beat Miami 9-1. Colorado's Nolan Arenado hit a 2-run walk-off homer, and the Rockies beat Arizona 7-6.
This ball in the air, deep left field, stay fair.
In the American League, the New York Yankees won their 16th straight game against Baltimore. New York's Gary Sanchez had a 3-run home run in the 6-5 win. The Boston Red Sox defeated Cleveland 5-1. Elvis Andrews had 4 hits, and the Texas Rangers beat Toronto 7-3. Detroit beat Seattle 3-2, and the White Sox got past Houston 13-9. In interleague games, St. Louis shut out Kansas City 6-0. Trent Grisham hit a 3-run home run, and Milwaukee beat Minnesota 6-5. San Diego beat Tampa Bay 7-2. And Matt Chapman had 2 home runs as Oakland beat San Francisco 9-5. In some more baseball news, Matt Harvey, who was once considered one of the best pitchers in the world, will reportedly sign a minor league deal with the Athletics. He'll report to the team's AAA Las Vegas club. The 30-year-old was released by the LA Angels in late July after he went 3-5 with a 7.09 ERA. 6:15 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. If you think you know how to pick college football games better than anyone in the FM Talk 106.5 listening audience. Right now is your chance to sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's the second year that we're holding this contest. Last year we had over 180 people competing by picking the winners of 10 games, week in and week out. Travis Cunningham ended up being the first ever winner of the Pick'em Challenge, so we gave him a nice trophy for all that hard work. Tons of trash talk and a lot of fun. You can sign up. It's free to play. Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Just make sure you get signed up by August 31st. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Storm season is here and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Good morning, everyone. From the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling in from Daphne, Spanish Fort into Mobile, downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Airport, Dauphin, Spring Hill, and 65 all looking good so far for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Again, on the interstate, no delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
620 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Hey, coming up, Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, Rob Hulbert joins us. Talk with him in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about in the new edition of Lanyap. Right now, let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Target at the Bel Air Mall in Mobile robbed early Tuesday morning. This after the suspect claims to have a knife. The unknown suspect is seen on store surveillance selecting multiple items throughout the store. He's then seen trying to exit the location without paying for those items. Store security tried to stop him. They got into an altercation. The man announced that he had a knife, and he cut the security person. Mobile police say the subject then took off on foot, and this investigation is ongoing. If you have information, please give Mobile Police a call. We head across the bay for this next headline as a Baldwin County woman has been charged with stealing HOA fees. According to court records, 41-year-old Rachel Hawks turned herself into authorities back on August the 7th after fellow HOA members reported that $12,000 was missing from the association's bank account. Hawks was the treasurer of her homeowners association in Daphne. During the time of the theft, Hawks is accused of taking the money between 2017 and 2019 and spending that money on vacations and other personal items. According to the Baldwin County Jail, Hawks was booked into the jail around 9 a.m. and was released a few hours later on a $7,500 bond. She has been charged with theft of property in the first degree. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Of course, now all of us are going to go do a deep audit of the HOA. Although I'm already on the HOA's list, man. I think I'm
the bad list.
Oh
the
yeah,
naughty list.
Stay on the bad list with the HOA. They, you know, they do a good job. I don't think there's any embezzlement happening. There's, you know, we have the little I don't know, at the front of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's like a big flower bed thing and a sign, and they keep that up and do all this. I mean, I think the HOA is on the up and up. They're just mad at me
because, you know,
I'm one of the bad houses.
I intentionally picked a house in a neighborhood that didn't have an HOA.
You're a smart man, but Dalton Norwig.
Right next to our neighborhood, like literally a quarter mile away from me, there is an HOA for that part of the neighborhood. And I was driving through, and I noticed one of the yards has a sign that says HOA Yard of the Month.
Right.
But what's keeping me? I mean, even though we don't have an HOA, I can go have one of those signs printed, right?
Sure.
Put in my yard.
You could have a huge one.
Yeah.
For two reasons. I wonder if it would be funny if in the HOA, because I mean, the HOA for my neighborhood is like, I don't know, it's like 20 pages.
Wow.
Yeah, in like probably 14-point font type. But I wonder, like, is there something in the HOA that would prevent you from putting a sign in your yard saying HOA Yard of the Month? Like, do they have an exception for putting a sign in the yard that says HOA Yard of the Month in the HOA rules?
That's how you end up on the bad list. Sure.
You know, it's like some of the things. I mean, some of the, I get. I mean, you choose to get an HOA to protect property values, but some of the stuff, like, you can agree with 90% of the stuff, but then 10% of it, I wish you could have a forum where you could argue the point. And like, I would like to have my boat at my house.
Yeah,
you know, it has to be. I could, if somehow I could build a attached structure big enough to hide the boat in.
You'd think that would be your right, your boat, your right,
but it's not. I mean, I even bring it by the house to do a little bit of work and wash it down. I see them rolling slow by me looking. I go, they're starting to
get
starting the timer on that. I don't know. Yeah, but you see this HOA story. The treasurer of the Daphne Homeowners Association accused of stealing $12,000. This is the makings of, if you're a young aspiring screenwriter, I'm saying for a TV sitcom or something like that, you have a situation where you have big capers going on with money coming into HOA. For some reason, the whole world of that amuses me. You could, you know, they have the international money laundering system going through an HOA or something like that. So, speaking of money, it was a bad day yesterday for money. Dow dropping 800 points in the worst stock market day of 2019, as you had that inverted yield curve, which is sometimes a harbinger of a recession to come, usually 20 to 22 months after that inversion. With more on this from Westwood One, here's John Loring.
Some financial analysts fear a recession is looming. Part of the concern comes from outside of the U.S. China and Germany both issued disappointing data this week, and banks in India, New Zealand, and Thailand slashed rates greater than expected due to trade fears.
We're not in recession globally. We're pretty close, and it's going to weigh on us here.
Mark Zandi, a chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says President Trump's trade war with China could cause a slowdown.
If the president can't figure out a way to find some kind of face-saving arrangement with China pretty soon, we will be in recession.
The president decided to delay tariffs against Beijing until December, and Wednesday he tweeted that China wants to make a deal. In the meantime, Americans are keeping a close watch on their wallets. I'm John Lawrence.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. Let me throw this into the mix, too. A story from MarketWatch. I think it's their top story this morning over at MarketWatch.com, talking about the yield curve inversion. And it said, the so-called inversion of the main measure of the yield curve, or a negative spread between the short-term and long-term yields, has preceded the last seven recessions. Okay. However, history shows that an inversion, while not an upbeat sign about the coming state of the economy, doesn't necessarily translate to a lasting sell-off in equity markets. The durability of the stock market might be a point lost on investors as of yesterday afternoon. And it talked about all the sectors down. It said on average, S&P has returned 2.5% after a yield curve inversion in 3 months after the episode. So think about this. After the yield curve inversion, there's money to be made. It also says the has gained 4.87% in the following 6 months, 13.48% a year after, and 14.73% in the following 2 years, and 16.41% 3 years out. Okay, once again, I think it's key. On average, the S&P, this is after a yield curve inversion, the S&P 500 has returned 2.5% after yield curve inversion in 3 months. It has gained 4.87% in the following 6 months, 13.48% a year after, 14.73% in the following 2 years, and 16.41% 3 years out, according to Dow Jones Market Data. Now, this is pretty interesting there because it's a 20, they say it's a 22-month harbinger. In other words, yield curve inversion happens, and then 22, usually two, about 22 months after that, which I think is fascinating that they have it down to that kind of science.
Mm-hmm.
22 months after that, that's when you have the start of the recession. But in the meantime, look at the gains people are making in equities there.
I guess you've got time to still get in and get money, and
You saw what I did yesterday. I was shopping.
Yep.
You know, people like me that don't shop until a day like yesterday and then start shopping for stocks. And I think that's what you see. People come in and buy some bargains and then ride those equities up for a period of time before they jump out again. We'll see. Although we've seen this market here this year take big, big drops and then 2 days later act like nothing ever happened.
Right back at it.
All right. News is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has been cleared of any wrongdoing after a tweet landed him in trouble with the State Bar Association. That tweet was directed at Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney. The message was sent hours before Cohen testified before the Senate Oversight Committee. It was later deleted and Gaetz apologized. The Florida Bar found this week that there was no need for disciplinary action. Investigators are trying to piece together what happened before a man fell out of a moving truck. It happened on Highway 59 near Keller Road in Foley. Witnesses say the man was in bad shape after falling from the truck that was reportedly traveling at least 50 miles an hour. A public meeting is set for tonight for those who have an opinion about the proposed tolls on the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. The Alabama Department of Transportation has proposed a base toll of $6 per car. The Common Sense Campaign is hosting the meeting tonight ahead of a meeting of the Toll Authority in Montgomery in October. They're gathering input to take to that meeting. Tonight's gathering is from 6 to 8 at the Five Rivers Delta Center in Spanish Fork. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh, is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
The management and staff of OWA, located minutes from the beaches in Foley, remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found, observe speed limits in school zones, cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers, and always buckle up. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of OWA, located minutes from the beaches in Foley, taking part in the annual back-to-school safety program.
China's ambassador to London has just said China will use its power to end Hong Kong protests if the situation deteriorates further, claiming signs of terrorism. Correspondent Matt Rivers has seen the military force China has deployed nearby, but doubts immediate action.
There is zero sign of an imminent deployment. That would be a massive step forward for Beijing. It would have incredibly drastic consequences for Hong Kong, economic, diplomatic, military consequences, and Beijing knows that, so they're not doing it yet.
All six police officers struck by gunfire during an eight-hour standoff in Philadelphia have been released from the hospital, and the suspect is now in custody. Police Commissioner Richard Ross.
Many local people, elected positions and many others just were thanking the police officers for what they do, not just last night what they did, but what they do each and every day.
There are wide swings going on with U.S. stock futures from hour to hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. China today threatened retaliation if Washington steps up their war over trade and technology by going ahead with planned September 1st tariff hikes on additional Chinese imports. The cabinet says Beijing will take unspecified necessary countermeasures but gave no details. The announcement made no mention of President Trump's decision Wednesday to postpone about 60% of his threatened tariffs until December. WeWork's parent company is giving investors the most detailed look yet at its finances ahead of its anticipated stock market debut. The office sharing company revealed breakneck growth on the back of massive losses in a regulatory filing. Investors are looking for a clearer picture of how the venture capital darling plans to chart a path toward profitability and whether its business model can withstand an economic downturn. Crude oil down $1 at $54.22 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open after stocks tanked yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Matt and Kelly love the county fair because the food's as much fun as the rides. It's why they secure their dentures with Super Poly Grip to make sure everything is on the menu.
We have a winner!
Poly Grip!
Sounds like a house party.
I'm here!
That's Aunt Marie. She likes to turn up in style. And thanks to Polydent, her denture is so clean and fresh, she can work the room with confidence.
Polydent!
Be visible. Be seen. Be at Business Expo, Mobile's largest business-to-business trade show. 200-plus exhibitors, giveaways, food samples, and more. Join the Mobile Area Chamber on Thursday, August 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Come by the chamber at 451 Government Street for a free pass or pay $5 at the door with your business card. Come by and say hi to all your friends from FM Talk 106.5. We'll be at the FM Talk Mobile Command Unit. Hope to see you August 22nd at Business Expo.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And at least the rain came yesterday and cooled things down a touch.
Yeah, you know, just before that rain moved in at the airport, they had reached a heat index of 116. Very, very humid at that time, just before that surge of rain hit the area. And, in fact, the airport picked up 1.82 yesterday, almost 2 inches of rain, bringing the monthly total now at the halfway point to 6.56 inches. So got a pretty good total of rain so far and quite a ways to go in the month of August. There's a weather front, a cold front. It's hard to call it a cold front, really a dry front. It's in our area right now, and it's going to gradually move offshore through the day. So we have a chance of a few thunderstorms today. It'll be another warm day of around 94 to 95 degrees with a heat index of around 110. Now, tonight, just some isolated thunderstorms, especially in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, that front will move offshore. We may see a little bit of a drop in the humidity, but we're still going to get up close to 95 degrees tomorrow with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Should have plenty of sunshine. But the humidity, as I mentioned, will be a little bit lower tomorrow. As we look ahead now to the weekend, the best day is going to be Saturday, mostly sunny, but we will see scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. That weather front that will be moving offshore will now start to come back as a warm front. And it'll make its presence known on Sunday, because we'll see numerous afternoon thunderstorms. And the high on Sunday, well, we'll keep it just below the 90-degree mark, about 88 degrees for Sunday afternoon. Monday, same thing, numerous thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, and high in the upper 80s. After that, we see fewer thunderstorms. We warm back up to around 90 degrees. So some really hot temperatures for today and tomorrow, but we will notice a little bit of improvement in the humidity tomorrow.
All right. So, and best day for the weekend to be out is Saturday?
Saturday would be the best day, which would be more like we would expect this time of the year, a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Still looking good across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico, and there are some weak tropical waves out over the Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill. And also, I just want a reaction to this. I saw a story out of Colorado this week. We've talked in the past about hail and the size of hail falling out of different storms. This one, a new record set in Colorado, a hailstone that was measured with a maximum diameter of 4.83 inches.
Wow. Usually when they get that big, they're not spherical. They're more have a lot of points on them, because they're sort of a cluster of ice that's accumulated rather than the more spherical hailstone that's created. So they're sort of jagged. So it probably was difficult to measure the diameter, but still, that's a huge chunk of ice.
I mean, because isn't it like ones that are the size of golf balls can, I mean, knock out windshields and cars and all that? I mean,
oh, yeah. So, yeah, when you're out in places like Oklahoma and Kansas and the thunderstorm, you definitely put the car in the garage.
Can you imagine 4.83 inches? That's gonna do some serious roof damage right there.
Yes, it will.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 4.83 inches.
If I hear that kind of hail is falling, I'm wearing a helmet.
I mean, seriously, I imagine that doesn't just dent up a roof. If it could come through, it could come through a roof.
You'd think probably. So. It would fly right through like a little meteor.
Ow. All right, 6:38. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. So far, we're accident-free and with that light traffic through Mobile. No problems northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, and again across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore with accident-free conditions. It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers. This year's festival takes place on Saturday, August 24th in downtown Mobile with 70 different beers at 24 different venues. Find out more at BeerFestMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. That segment, the show brought to you by Lightstream. You know, credit card bills every month, you're getting them. Multiple payments, multiple due dates. How about we make it a lot easier here and save some money while we do it? How about one payment at a lower interest rate? You can with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks over at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. So think about this. National average at 19% APR. You're talking 5.95% APR. Plus, that rate is fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan for $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. Even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's what they do. That's what they deliver. And y'all can get an additional special interest rate discount when you go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. All right, let me spell that out. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, my last name, SULLIV as in Victor, AN, subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. So visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 642, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 from the police blotter this morning. Tuesday, August 13th, Mobile police responded to a vehicle that backed into another vehicle in the area of Dolphin Street at Spring Hill Avenue with a person leaving the scene of the accident. Officers confirmed that they attempted to stop the vehicle and the driver sped away. Officers pursued the vehicle until the driver crashed into a tree in the area of Mott Drive and St. Stephen's Road around 4:15 p.m. that afternoon. The driver was arrested after a foot pursuit and has been identified as 20-year-old Kentrell Freeman. Freeman was arrested and is charged with attempting to elude police, pistol carrying without a permit, and receiving stolen property in the fourth. If you are trying out for American Idol next week, producers have finally confirmed where those tryouts will happen. Auditions will take place Tuesday, August the 20th at Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. This is the show's 18th season. It airs on ABC. People planning to audition at the event can register in person on Tuesday or in advance by going to AmericanIdol.com/auditions. Online audition options also are available. So to be eligible, you must be 15 to 28 years of age as of June 1st, 2019, which means you must have been born between June 2nd, 1990 and June 1st, 2004. Among other requirements, competitors must be legal U.S. residents and you cannot be a candidate for public office. According to information posted online by the show's producers, quote, it is currently anticipated that in-person registration at each audition city will start no later than 9 a.m. on the audition day and will continue throughout the audition day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Wait, you're telling me that the America's Got Talent or whatever the heck it is, singing and dancing thing, requires people to be legal citizens of the United States? Heartless.
Do they have to show their ID?
Heartless.
For 50 years, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop has been an after-school tradition. Generation after generation has celebrated great days, good grades, and even a pick-me-up for that not-so-good day with a visit to Cammie's. After school or any time is a great time for Cammie's homemade ice cream. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell Streets. 50 years and still dipping. And now open on the parkway inside Food Champ's grocery store, 2 till 8.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night, then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities in Northwest Florida have not yet released the identity of a body found behind a beauty salon in Pensacola. The discovery was made on Beverly Parkway. Employees with Salon 114 showed sheriff's investigators what they saw in their surveillance cameras. They identified 49-year-old Donald Barbie as a suspect. He was arrested and charged with murder. A jury has found Forrest Bullen guilty of shooting a Baldwin County deputy nearly 2 years ago. Bullen was convicted of attempted murder and domestic violence. He shot Sergeant Mike Walker in 2017 as the officer was responding to a domestic violence call in Stockton. Bullen will be sentenced on August 22nd. The new chief operating officer of Airbus shrugged off recent comments made by President Trump during a trip to Mobile Wednesday. NBC News reported the president met with the heads of major airlines and criticized Delta Airlines for spending billions to buy planes made by European Airbus, something Airbus COO Michael Schulhorn takes issue with, saying 40% of every Airbus plane has American content. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Former Alabama receiver Amari Cooper still sidelined in Dallas. If you have to watch Vanderbilt play football in Nashville this year, you will be allowed to drink. And the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets thanks to a great seventh inning. It's 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper is dealing with a ligament issue in his foot and is unlikely to suit up for the Cowboys this preseason. The former Alabama receiver left practice early on August the 3rd with what was then described by the Dallas Cowboys as a heel bruise. At that time, head coach Jason Garrett said that he hoped that Cooper would return to practice by August 6th, but since then he's missed every practice and the preseason opener against the San Francisco 49ers. Also right now, the three-time Pro Bowler is involved in ongoing contract negotiations with Dallas. Cooper's entering the final season of a four-year, $22.7 million contract. In college football news, the Vanderbilt Commodores and Florida State Seminoles announced separately yesterday that both schools will begin selling alcohol at games this season.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt Athletic Director Malcolm Turner announced that the Commodores' new policy on Wednesday. He said that Vanderbilt will sell beer in public areas of the stadium, while wine will be available only to fans in premium seating. That doesn't seem very fair there.
Fancy.
The SEC voted in May to give league members the autonomy to decide whether to sell beer and wine in public areas during sporting events. A few other SEC schools, including Arkansas, LSU, Missouri, and Texas A&M, have all also announced plans for alcohol sales at football games. While Florida State's plans are a little different from the rest, they announced that five locations will be selling adult beverages for games, but only two concession stands within Doak Campbell Stadium will be serving beer and wine. The other three stands will be located outside of the facility in order to accommodate tailgaters. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves scored five runs in the seventh inning and beat the New York Mets 6-4. Philadelphia had a great night at the plate in an 11-1 win over the Chicago Cubs. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a grand slam, and Bryce Harper had two home runs in the win. The Washington Nationals also put up a ton of runs last night. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 17-7. Washington scored 10 runs in the fifth inning and six more runs in the sixth inning. Clayton Kershaw struck out 10 batters in seven shutout innings, and the LA Dodgers beat Miami 9-1. Colorado's Nolan Arenado hit a two-run walk-off homer, and the Rockies beat Arizona 7-6.
This ball in the air, deep left field, stay fair.
In the American League, the New York Yankees won their 16th straight game against Baltimore. New York's Gary Sanchez had a three-run homer in the 6-5 win. The Boston Red Sox defeated Cleveland 5-1. Elvis Andrus had four hits, and the Texas Rangers beat Toronto 7-3. Detroit beat Seattle 3-2, and the White Sox got past Houston 13-9. In interleague games, St. Louis shut out Kansas City 6-0. Trent Grisham hit a three-run homer, and Milwaukee beat Minnesota 6-5, and San Diego beat Tampa Bay 7-2. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. So far, a nice ride if you're traveling from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90, also 3 knots at Schillinger Road. Won't find any delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at PitsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I'm kind of getting tired. Okay, I'm well past tired of looking at the landscape in our property, but I'm worried about the budget, too. Can I do a full makeover?
Yeah, so right about now, you might be seeing your plants come out, and maybe they're overgrown. Maybe it's just wrong plant, wrong place. We really can't help with that. But we can add meaningful value to your landscape, to your property, with a phased approach. We can sort of take whatever budget you do have, come up with a master plan, and start phasing it in. And we can take everything from the architecture of the house and what sort of look you want, what sort of plants you like. Do you want something to smell nice? Do you want it to have an appealing entrance or screen someone off in the back? We can take all of that and put it in a master plan and then phase it out based on your budget.
All right, that works for me and probably lots of other homeowners. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
6:53 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Also, it is National Relaxation Day. Ooh. Yeah, National Relaxation. We'll explain how you celebrate National Relaxation Day coming up right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police have made an arrest after multiple thefts were reported at Walmart located on the I-65 service road in Mobile. Those thefts occurred between July 18, 2019 until August 11, 2019. Officers arrived at the store and were told by store security that a female employee was being held in regards to those thefts. She's been identified as 21-year-old Tawana Mollett. She's been arrested and now charged with theft in the first degree. We are talking rain this morning and plenty of it as 24/7 Wall Street has reviewed metropolitan areas with the highest average annual precipitation using data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's North America Land Data Assimilation System. This data was gathered between 1979 to 2011 and it concludes the Northeast and the South received respectively 46% and 41% more rain than the average nationwide city. So two of the top 25 rainiest cities are in Alabama. The average annual precipitation is 61.2 inches. Mobile was ranked as 14th when it comes to the rainiest city in the U.S. Mobile receives an average of 4 hours, 53 minutes of full sun per day with average daily max temperatures of 76 degrees. Daphne, Fairhope, and Foley, even wetter, coming in at number 10 on the list. The area receives an average annual precipitation of 62.4 inches. The area receives an average of 4 hours and 54 minutes full sun per day with averages daily maximum temperatures of 75.4 degrees. The rainiest city in America, Mount Vernon, Washington. They receive 80.2 inches of rain each year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 6:55 FM Talk 106.5. And Yeah, like every day of the year is National Something Day, and quite often there are multiple somethings on a given day. Today, though, National Relaxation Day.
Man, I'm already feeling it.
All right, a kid named Sean, back then he was a kid, Sean Moeller founded National Relaxation Day in 1985 as a fourth grader. Because I'm sure he was exhausted from doing fourth grade stuff.
He needed to relax.
Yeah, he suggested people shouldn't do anything of real value on that day. Cleaning and real work are not part of relaxation. Now, why this is on a weekday and not a weekend, I'm not exactly sure. But here's some suggestions from the folks at National Day Calendar. They say it's an important day as we all need to take a break from the fast-paced and often hectic lifestyles we live. Taking time to recuperate and rejuvenate our tired minds and bodies may help prevent health risk. Actually, that stuff's true. Showing, like, I'm trying to get sleep because, I mean, there's so many things that say if you're getting less than, you know, and quite often I'll get, like, 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. They said that's like leads to big health issues. And also, like, having a little chill out time, I think, is good. They say stress can be harmful to your health, both mentally and physically. Most doctors will agree that finding ways to relax and finding ways to reduce stress will improve your overall health.
Well, stress is the real killer. And that's because it just adds everything up. You know, if you have physical stress on one part of your body, that's going to add stress to the rest of your body. So mental stress does the same thing to your, I think, your psyche, and even physically it can hurt you.
They have some suggestions here of what you could do for relaxation. Swimming.
Oh, okay.
Watching sports. Drinks with friends.
Okay, watching sports is not relaxing.
It's not for you, for sure. Lunch with friends. How about drinks and lunch with friends? A window shopping. No, thank you. A movie. Photography. This is really not, they're not really trying here.
Mm-mm.
Golfing. Spa. Taking a drive in the country. Walking along the beach. How cliche is this thing? A picnic in a park. Fishing with a friend. I don't know. It depends on the friend. Sometimes fishing alone is better. So there's some of their suggestions for relaxation on this National Relaxation Day. So get out and relax. All right? Enjoy yourselves. Unless you got to do something and then go do something. Then relax later. 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be back for hour number two next.